A recent survey by Jericho Communications in New York compared the TV viewing habits of Fortune 1000 CEOs, internet CEOs, investment bankers, and stay-at-home moms. 33% of the Fortune 1000 CEOs could name more members of the cast of Survivor than members of the Bush cabinet. 6% of the CEOs watched all three presidential debates. 21% regularly watch The Simpsons. Eric Yeverbaum is president of Jericho Communications and author of the book Public Relations Kit for Dummies. His firm conducted the survey. Good morning, Mr. Yeverbaum.
Good morning.
So did the CEOs explain the appeal of The Simpsons?
No, it's just not a surprise. I mean, if you think about it, what people do, including CEOs who are just being human, they do things in their spare time that's enjoyable, that's entertaining, and that's comfortable to them. Many, many years ago, I sat on a plane next to the chairman of a Fortune 1000 company on an early morning flight, and when he pulled out the USA Today, the first section of the paper that he read was the life section, and I was taken aback by that. And I said to him, "That's what you read first in the morning? Aren't you curious about where your stock's at? Aren't you curious about the business environment surrounding you?" And he said, "Yeah, I'm very curious about that. And after I relax, I'll get to it."
And your survey actually found that 41% of the CEOs actually read the art section of the New York Times.
12%. Only 12%, think about this, watched Gore's concession speech, while 18% of them watched Mario Lemieux's return to ICE on ESPN. I mean, what does that say?
According to your survey, investment bankers were more likely to make a stock pick based on reading GQ. Are they getting their clothes from the pages of Business Week?
No, but if you think about it as a marketer, the average company who comes to us and says, "We want to reach investment bankers, we want to reach the Fortune 1000, we're a business-to-business client," would never put GQ high on their list. But it's just common sense. Of course they're reading more general magazines than just what's the obvious. And when they read those magazines, they're doing them at a time of complete comfort. And if, as marketers, we can hit people where they're relaxing, we'll be much more effective at being marketers.
There's a curious question I have on your survey. Some CEOs of internet companies were more likely to get their news from print publications than from online
to me,
ones.
If there was one statistic that jumped out at me, that would be the one. But I'll tell you, it sort of fits with what is being said about the internet in general right now. And look at the people who spend all the money marketing the internet. Those people themselves are still not using the internet as the tool that they promote it to be.
Eric Yeverbaum is president of Jericho Communications and author of the book Public Relations Kit for Dummies.